It's time to open the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome, welcome. You have found the Radio Thrift Shop. This is a DJ Frederick. And we just heard most of an old library album called Akade A. Very mysterious album. Not a whole lot is known about it, but it's very smooth, very funky. Some absolutely beautiful music. And that's the kind of music we play here on the Radio Thrift Shop as we cruise up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound.
I left the one I love on one of the thousand islands.
Arthur Godfrey was a 50s TV and radio icon, but not such a great tour leader. You're on the sound beat.
So I row, 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 row up the River St. Lawrence, and I'm hollering, Florence. Oh, where can you be?
Where can she be?
You're listening to the Thousand Islands Song, a Columbia 78 recorded in 1947. The archipelago lies in the St. Lawrence River on the U.S.-Canadian border. There are actually about 1,800 islands, each passing the stringent criteria of A, being above water level year-round, B, having an area greater than one square foot, and C, bearing at least one living tree.
I mustn't take a nap, gotta watch the map. That was Island 793.
That island mentioned there, 793, is an actual one, belonging to Arthur Godfrey. That's right, it was gifted to him by Grant Mitchell of the Thousand Islands Admiralty in appreciation of the song. For more on the story, visit soundbeat.org or check out our Facebook page right now. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Libraries. I'm Brett Barry.
Well, broadcasting from Kearsarge Mountain here in New Hampshire, on the land of a thousand mountains, this is DJ Frederick. I'm going to take a quick look at some of the low-power FM radio stations broadcasting in New Hampshire. And I mention this every so often, and probably did so not that long ago. But when you're out of the 90.9 WSCS listening area, of course, you can listen to us online at classicalwscs.org, and you can hear some other non-commercial radio stations throughout New Hampshire, including WNHN, which is News, Views, and Blues. And mostly they play jazz music, but go figure. And that's at 94.7 in Concord. Again, that's WNHN 94.7 in Concord. Okay, now over in Northwood, this radio station is not on the air yet, so we're going to send them some prayers and hope that they do get on the air. But the WQNH has been licensed also at 94.7, New Hampshire Community Radio, Inc. That's going to be interesting. I don't know if they're related to WNHN or not. We'll find out. And down in Manchester, the Manchester Public Television Service runs a radio station at 95.3, and that's WMNH. If you're way up north and you like jazz music, up in Bartlett, New Hampshire, you can tune into WJSK, which is at 101.1, and they're broadcasting jazz. Okay, that's just a quick look at some of the low-power FM radio stations around the state of New Hampshire. I'm going to do a segment now called a Thrift Shop Basement Sale, where I'm digging in the crates down in the basement, some of the records that haven't seen the light of day in ages. All right, and of course I want you to mellow out, so we're going to start off with Lawson and Four More, a tune called Relax Your Mind.
So fine, take it easy, take your time. We'll be right back.
Well, a little trip there to the thrift shop bargain basement. That was Jim Tarbutton and the Memphis Sound with a tune called The Mysterians. Sounds like it belongs on Doctor Who. Before that, a dude named Jonathan. That's right, just named Jonathan. Actually, I found out his name is Jonathan Potenciano. And he put out a 45 on DeSwan Records back in 1970, which was a cover of Bread's Everything I Own, and it says on the record that he is the 1970 Awit awardee for Most Promising Male Singer. Have no clue what that means or who Jonathan really is. Very mysterious, like the Mysterians. And we started off with Lawson and Four More, Relax Your Mind. Well, you can relax your mind every Saturday evening here at WSCS at 10 p.m. I'm here until midnight playing tunes out of obscurity, and sometimes you'll know some of the music I'm playing. I like to go all over the map musically. You're going to hear everything from jazz to folk to rock to psychedelic to undescribable, unclassifiable music, and I do hope that you enjoy the mix.
Exploring Science and the Sea. If you build it, they will come. That's been the case with an oyster reef along the Texas coast. The once thriving reef had died out, but a recent restoration project brought it back to life. And lots of oysters and other marine creatures are now calling it home. Half Moon Reef is in Matagorda Bay, about halfway between Galveston and Corpus Christi. In the early 1900s, it covered hundreds of acres. As the 20th century progressed, though, the reef was decimated by dredging, oyster harvesting, and changes in the water flow into the bay. Very little of the original reef was left. But a restoration project has brought about 50 acres of it back to life. The project was led by the Nature Conservancy and included federal, state, and local agencies, as well as private foundations. Workers laid 32 rows of concrete and limestone on the shallow bay floor. Each row is about 650 feet long and includes a variety of sizes and shapes to attract different kinds of organisms. By May of 2016, oysters had covered about 70% of the surface of the new reef. Other fish and shellfish showed big increases too. The restored reef has had economic benefits as well. A study of anglers in the region found that the reef has created a dozen new jobs and is directly adding about $690,000 a year to the Texas economy. The project is serving as the template for the restoration of two more reefs in Texas, plus another one in Florida, providing habitat for oysters and many other creatures on the Gulf Coast. This episode of Science in the Sea was made possible by Chuck Nash Auto Group in San Marcos, Texas. I'm Holly Brawley.
Oh, say today.
Just to know what I could see. Run the river deep and still, and its voices sang to me. Oh, will we be not of? Shall we be not of? May we be not free? From the voices of its waters, I have learned this song I sing. There is no song sadder to me, yet it only means one thing. Oh, will we be not of? Shall we be not of?
some cool psychedelic folk in that set. Mark Fry with The Narrow Streets from his album Dreaming of Alice. Mick Stevens before that with Song of the River Spirits. Randy Rogers with Just For You from a very scarce 45. And we started off with Mitsu Harada and a tune that I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce. You've been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. Thank you for listening. I hope that you are enjoying the radio vibe. The free radio vibe. In fact, wherever you are on the planet, keep your radio free. Keep your mind free. Keep your spirit free.